This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Aurora detectives interviewed the two paramedics facing charges in the death of Elijah McClain days after the fatal encounter in 2019. The interview tapes of Peter Chikuniak and Jeremy Cooper were admitted as evidence today and played for the jury. In the recording, Cooper tells investigators that he tried to ask McClain his name and about any medical problems, but couldn't get an answer.
Didn't seem like he was ever forming any sentences. A lot of gibberish, a lot of yelling, things that I couldn't understand. They weren't words. They were just noises, grunts, things like that.
The paramedics injected McClain with too much ketamine for his body weight. He died days later. Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert honored fallen Cortez Police Sergeant Michael Moran on the House floor today. Moran was killed in the line of duty during a traffic stop last week. Boebert called him a true American hero.
His life was marked with selfless courage and love, always putting others before himself.
Moran served as a Marine before joining the Cortez Police Department in 2012. Authorities in Grand County on Tuesday found the body of a man who fell from his kayak over the weekend. The 21-year-old from Metro Denver spent Saturday night on Deer Island in Lake Granby. High winds caused his kayak to flip while he was paddling to shore. A friend saw him go underwater and called 911. Authorities say rough water delayed search efforts. You're listening to CPR News. More news at cpr.org. It's 4:06.